Welcome back to another episode of The Broke Boys. I'm Martin.
I'm Kat.
And today we have a very special episode. I had seen a lot of this on my For You page. This guy that you would do TikToks about positive vibes, you name it. You know, it's called Substance by Lovely. Mm-hmm. And I've been wanting to grab it for a minute. Since he launched it, since he did it. Mm-hmm. And then a while back, I had saw that it was on sale. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, you know what?
Shout out to the TikTok shop.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to get it. And it was really cheap, to be honest with you. So I'm super glad that I got it. Again, it's called Substance. It says here how to play. 1, gather around with a stranger, family, or friends. No surface level conversation. Choose a level, pick a card, and then ask the opposing member of your choosing. Stop reading how to play and enjoy the experience. The rules are, 1, there is no rules, except for the rule number 2. If your opponent does not answer the question, they'll do a dare of your choosing. Ooh. That's how it is. I've seen other people play it as like, if you refuse to answer the question, they'll do like a drinking game or
take
something.
Take a shot or something.
Take a shot, you know.
So basically it's like a card game, right? So like yes. It's like...
There's 3 levels.
Yeah, it's like comparable to We're Not Really Strangers. I think that's the other one. Mm-hmm. And then the one that you have to... I forgot the name of that one.
I think that one is called Deep Talks, I want to say.
Yeah, so they're just like question cards to get to another... Open conversation with your friends or whatever.
With your friends, family, whoever you want, you know. Mm-hmm. So we chose 2 from each of the 3 categories.
Did you name the categories?
So the categories are level 1 is intimacy, level 2 is mindfuck, and level 3 is vulnerable.
Yeah. Before we get started, though, should we roll the intro?
Let's go ahead and let's roll that intro.
We them broke boys from the hood. We on the missions understood. Won't catch us lacking, we that good. We always winning like we should. We flying high, we butterfly up to the sky. No way you catching us, goodbye. Pray to God we make it out alive. I'll never leave my dogs behind. We stick together like we signed. We shooting stars, one of a kind. We undefeated, just resigned. Money more.
But welcome back. Welcome back to another episode. Let's go ahead and let's just dive right into it. Let's just start off with level 1, intimacy.
Do you want to flip the first one or should I? How do you want to do it?
I'll read the first one. You read the second one?
Sure.
Okay. The first one says, what is your most toxic trait?
Well, they're just going straight into it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's a funny because I feel like I don't know my answer. But I feel like if I ask you, you'll list like a few. I think I'm very insecure. Mm-hmm. I think that would be like that's my number one issue. Mm-hmm. I think it's a toxic trait because then I think like, I always think there's better mm-hmm. for like, as like a friend or like a partner or whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe that's my toxic trait.
That's your toxic trait.
That's for me.
Okay.
What's yours?
I respect that. My toxic trait is self-isolation. I have a really tough time of expressing my feelings just because growing up, I was always unheard and I was always like pushed to the side in that sort of way. And it was very much of, well, you're a man, suck it up.
You know? Yeah.
So that's my toxic trait is self-isolation because then I just don't express my feelings or communicate my feelings. I'd rather just. Suffering silence, yeah. You know.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to the second one. Mm-hmm. This one says, how much does religion influence your relationships and life choices?
Wow, that's tough. It does play a part.
Mm-hmm. How much of a part?
Not much.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. Just because what we're doing, obviously, mm-hmm. according to our religion, we shouldn't even be living together.
Yeah.
We should be married before we do that. You
yeah.
know? But obviously, everything's different. the way that we see things, the way that we deal with things. Everything's a little bit modernized than how it is in the Bible and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're Catholics. Whatever you guys is, whatever your guys' religion is probably completely different from ours. My mom said it on her episode that she wasn't really like by the book type of person. But she definitely was like the type to be like, no. Like she knew every prayer. She knew every story in the Bible. And like she always like was super like into it. And I never got super into it like that. I only was like surface level. I respect what it said in the Bible. I respect it. And like I use some of it into my morals. You know, forgive those if they've, you know, messed up, messed you over.
That's what I was gonna say for like I feel like religion, if anything, it like carves your morals. That's like one then I grew up Catholic my whole life, like going to church and stuff with my mom and stuff. So I feel like when you were going to church and you were doing all that, like it set up your morals and it set up like you're thinking like what's right or wrong or like what's good or bad. Like,
yeah,
I think all that. So I think like for me, at least on the daily, I don't think religion, I don't think when I make a decision, I'm like, oh my gosh, what is like my religion going to think about? But I think about my morals and how I'd feel. And I feel like that kind of plays back into religion.
Yeah.
So I'd say that I would have more than I think on the decisions I make in life. I feel like religion has more of a position than I think it does. I think it's more unconscious. I don't think it's like on the forefront, you know?
I get you. Yeah, for me, it's like it doesn't have too much of an influence. It does like influence me of being a better person, not being, you know, a fuck up almost. But it's not what controls my life. You know, and like other people that are so, you know, by the book and like saying, you know, all kinds of other stuff or like devil shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not that type of person.
I just think that, and maybe this is like whatever, but I think the Bible is like it was interpreted from so many languages now. Like, who's to know how accurate our Bible actually is? And not only that, but I think like the Bible was written again, it like formed our morals and stuff, but like the church now and like the priests, like they like the Pope, they can all like enforce different like fix some of the wrongs that were written in the Bible, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's changing, forever changing.
So
I don't know.
Yeah. I get you. Let's go ahead and let's jump on to the next level. This one's mindfuck. What do you think happens after death?
I truly, you know that scene from Coco where they're like crossing over the bridge and their family's on the other side? I truly believe that that's what happens.
Yeah.
Like I think,
you think just, there's like a bridge between the afterlife and
I don't know like an actual bridge, but I think there are people waiting for you. Like I 100% don't think like you just leave and then you're gone. You know? Like it just doesn't seem realistic to me. And then going back to like the Bible thing, like you're supposed to be reunited with God and God's reunited with everyone who passed away.
Yeah.
So I think you go and live it up with them, you know? I don't think it's exactly the same or like the way that we think, but I think that there are people waiting for you. I don't think that you just like turn in, like go to the abyss, you know?
I'm like, my thought about it is completely different.
Why? What do you think happens?
The way that I see it is that every soul, right? Obviously, if you don't believe into souls and you don't believe into whatever religion it is and you just think that, you know, when we die, you know, you go, right? But this is just for me, so please do not come after me. Relax. But for me, it's like this is how I envision it, is that when you pass, you not only see your last few moments and relive the best moments of your life again. But you also like, as soon as it's done, you're in this abyss, you're in this dark place waiting for a bit, which is essentially like
purgatory.
And you're waiting. You're one of those souls that are waiting. And I believe that you're waiting to get judged for judgment, whether you do deserve to go upstairs or you go to eternal
downstairs,
you know? The reason why I've always thought about it like that is because of Supernatural. Supernatural depicts that thread line of how things are. And I think the directors of Supernatural, obviously this is a show,
but yeah,
some of the directors have read both the Bible and they've read the Satanist Bibles. Mm-hmm. So they have some interpretations of both versions, right? And there's a scene, there's a specific scene that one of the characters is in this afterlife and he is getting judged by death.
Yeah.
Death itself. Mm-hmm. Death is like looking at this chart. Mm-hmm. In this scene, they're in the office. Yeah. But that's obviously everyone has a different interpretation. Mm-hmm. So they're in this office and they're seeing the chart of like, do you deserve to go upstairs or downstairs? Mm-hmm. And that scene obviously ends up with like, well, you don't belong here. Like, what the heck? Right? It's a whole show. It's a whole show. But seeing that is just like, okay, like I expect it to be like that somewhat too. Like you're waiting for judgment. You're waiting to go upstairs or downstairs, right? And if you go with everybody, with your ancestors mm-hmm. that are upstairs, right? With the people that you love and the people that you miss, mm-hmm. I picture it as happiness, as just, okay, you're there. You're with everybody.
Yeah.
And you decide
what your
heaven is going to be like.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, just clouds.
It's like one place, yeah.
No. It's what you decided. It's like if I were to die tomorrow mm-hmm. and my heaven would be this house with this field.
Yeah, and that's where you'll be.
And that's where I'll be. That's where you'll find me when you see me in the afterlife.
Yeah.
And that's just how
how
I see it. And maybe everyone's scenery might be different. Some people might be like, oh, well, I'm in the cantina, you know? I'm at the bar getting fucked up. This is my heaven, you know?
More power to you.
Yeah, whatever it is. But for me, that's just how I envision it. And again, Supernatural had a scene where it was the final one.
Mm-hmm.
The final episode where one of the brothers actually died.
And, ooh, spoiler alert.
And yeah, it don't matter. The show has been out for years. One of the brothers actually died. And the other brother was like, well, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And before the brother left, he was just like, when I go, live your life. We've done this for so long, all this other stuff, right? Of the storyline.
Mm.
We've done this too long. Live your life. Have a family. Live on
mm-hmm.
and enjoy it. And obviously the brother ends up passing. Mm. So then he's just like, well, fuck, like I'm forced to live my life.
Yeah.
And he lives his life. The entire time that he's living his life, his other brother's in heaven with his reunited with all his loved ones and waiting. And then obviously they say the interpretation is in the Bible is that heaven is timeless.
Mm-hmm.
Time doesn't move the same as how it
moves. Yeah, they say time doesn't exist.
Yeah, so the brother was able to live for like another 30 years, seeing his kids grow and all that before he passes.
And the brother felt like it was like yesterday.
And it felt like it was just like a couple hours. Like
I've heard that too, that in heaven, space doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you pass away and like, you know how people always at the funeral or when someone passes away, you're like, oh, I'll see you soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not like, oh my God, I'm going to die soon. But there's no concept of time.
Yeah.
So soon can be tomorrow. Soon can also mean 50 years from now. Mm-hmm. And it can still be the same. Like it's still the same concept.
Yeah, absolutely. That's just how I picture it.
Yeah. Carry on to the second one.
Yes.
This one says, what's one concept that you've never understood? That one's kind of hard.
That one is hard. Concept. How people can be so narcissistic and have those traits and then not like self-reflect on themselves or the decisions that they're making. Like it's all me, you know?
Mm. Okay.
That's just how I see it.
I don't know a concept that I'm trying to think of like, what's something that I'm really flabbergasted by? Entitlement with no credentials is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Like, I just don't feel like racism, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't think, like, the incident at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why was he more entitled to be there than us? And we paid the same price for the room. Like, why did he feel, and then he felt so entitled to, like, belittle us down to, like, the littlest form do you speak English?
Yeah.
Like, what gives, like...
It just doesn't make sense.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it like baffles me that there are people like that truly don't see anything wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing, like, against the LGBT community. Like, I don't understand how who someone is sleeping with has anything to do with you.
Exactly.
Like, you're not sleeping with them. So what does it matter?
It doesn't affect your life.
Yeah. So what does it matter who they're sleeping with or what they're doing with who?
That's true.
No, like,
that's
I just one. Never, that I just don't, that's the one I don't, that's the one I really don't understand. Yeah. It's like.
I think it's just because a lot of people just focus on what is being said in religion or.
Yeah. Or maybe like the norm, like it's out of the norm, mm-hmm. which like whatever, but I don't know. That's one. That was a good one. Thank you for the. Idea. Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah. No,
I don't understand.
I get you.
Yeah. Okay. So we're on to the next card. Also, just a fun fact. Intimacy and Mindfuck are white cards with black writing, and Vulnerable is black cards with white writing, which kind of makes it look scarier. So do you want to go? Yeah.
What is the one thing you would say to your younger self? If you were like on the other side of seeing the little you. And being like,
I feel like the hard to thing
to give like an advice, or I mean, what the hard would you
thing,
say?
The hard thing for me is I feel like my upbringing, like my childhood was
perfect.
I mean, yeah, pretty close. Like, I don't think it was.
Must be nice.
Like, I think it was pretty close to like we weren't really down. Like, my parents struggled in the beginning, but they got it together pretty quickly to where we didn't really like where we had what we needed, you know, and then some. Like, we were pretty lucky in the sense, like,
you're my, pretty fortunate.
My parents worked and they had me young, but they like got it together fairly quickly.
Yeah.
So I feel like my childhood, I like, there are really no, I mean, there are little things, but not like catastrophic. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in my teenage years, like, even then, like my late teens, like 17, 18, 19.
Now you had a good.
No, I feel like 17, 18, 19, that's when it kind of went downhill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So what, since it was like a low point in your life, what's an advice that you would give yourself?
I mean, it sounds funny, but like, not my circus, not my monkeys. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's not my, I can't deal with everyone's problems. And I feel like when I was younger, I did.
Yeah.
So I feel like I can't, like, then it's not my circus, it's not my monkeys. Like, whereas as when I was little, every monkey was mine and I was the ringleader of the circus. Like, I feel like I was micromanaging all kinds of things. And like, I feel like if I can go back, I would be like, dude, just worry about yourself. Like, get yourself through the day. Like, don't worry about anything else. But then it like, when that's all you know, then that's hard to do, you know? Yeah. But now you see it on the other side. And not that it was bad, but like, I could have saved myself a few panic attacks here and there, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's what I would say is like not to not worry about everyone else, but give everyone the chance to figure out their own thing before you go and try to fix it.
Everybody else is their own space.
Yeah, and give people the chance to like fix it themselves before you go and fix it for them.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what I feel like that's one thing I would say. And the other thing I would say is like school gets hard and to keep going. Maybe not take that year off and just keep going. But yeah, I think that those are the two things, not my circus, not my monkeys, and it gets hard, but it gets better.
Yeah.
In like all senses of the thing, I think time really does heal. So like now that time has passed, like I feel like everything is just like happened the way it was supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're like on the other side of it, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's me. You?
One thing that I would say to my younger self is, it's not your fault.
That's a good one.
And not to carry that burden your whole life. And there was just a lot of situations that was put where I felt like I am the reason for a lot of shit, you know? Mm-hmm. Another thing that I would say is everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And you're gonna figure it out.
Period.
And give the reassurance that I didn't have at the time.
Yeah. I think that's a good one. Mm-hmm. I like that for you. This one says, what trait of yours tends to push people away? I have one. I think that really? This is your self-reflection journey, not for me to do. I feel like I'm a perfectionist. It's my toxic trait, one of my toxic traits. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when people aren't living to like their full potential, then I like, not that I distance myself, but like, I think that I'm too hard on myself, and I'm a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. So I think other people see that I'm a perfectionist and it stresses them out. And then they want to leave, mm-hmm. you know? I feel like I say things with the best intention, but sometimes they don't come out the way that I intend it to.
Yeah.
And then it sounds like rude or like I'm being a bitch.
Yeah.
And that's not my intention. Like what I was saying, I really meant it. Mm-hmm. But the words but the that I chose. Yeah. And then I always say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Exactly.
And I think that's one of my issues is I know what I'm saying and I know how.
You know what you want to say.
I know what I want to say, but then in the moment, then I say it. And I'm like, oh my God, I sound like a bitch. Mm-hmm. Or, oh my God, why would like, you're being rude. But then in the moment, I'm like, no, like, I'm going to stand on my shit. Like, that's what I said.
Yeah.
And I feel like those are my two. Is that I feel like I'm a perfectionist and that pushes people away. Because mm-hmm. I have like a high standard. Just for me, not for everyone else. Mm-hmm. But I think it stresses people out sometimes.
Yeah.
And then that it's not what I say, it's how I say it.
Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes I say things not using the best words I could have used.
Okay. I can understand that. The trait that I tend to push people away mm-hmm. is my kindness.
You think that you're too kind and that's why people leave?
I think people take my kindness for weakness. And I do so much for a lot of people. And I'll be there and I'll sacrifice so much for everybody. I thought about it and I was like, maybe I'm just a shitty person. Maybe I'm just a shitty friend.
Mm.
But you can give advice to everybody.
Mm.
And some people will take it and be like, all right, let's elevate, you know? And then there's some people that are just like, you can't bring them up with you. Yeah, and it's just like,
you can't want better for someone who doesn't want better for themselves.
Yeah. And it's just like, okay, like how are you going to be when you talk to them and they're like, yeah, I'm on the same track, but yet they don't speak the same actions that you speak, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, it's just like, no, like I operate differently. Like I have people that I got to take care of. Mm-hmm. I have to wake up. I have to execute. I have to kill it. I have to put so much pressure on me with this podcast to mm-hmm. keep pushing forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can explain that to somebody else of like, you need to find that. You need to find who you are. Find what mm-hmm. you need to do. Don't you want better for your mom and dad? Don't you want better for your siblings that are looking up to you?
Yeah.
Like set an example. And then they might be like, oh, hell yeah. Like but then when it comes time to execute, they don't do it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, nah, like I waste a lot of energy and a lot of breath on people that I'm just like, really, bro?
Yeah.
I can't believe that. And mm-hmm. then a lot of people take my kindness for weakness. And my safe haven and my way to protect myself is like, I got to distance myself.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like I'm already getting stepped on. Mm. And throughout my childhood, I've been stepped on too many times.
Mm.
And I never fought for myself.
Yeah.
And defended myself. I've always gone to the stretches.
So I self isolate.
Yeah. So that would be the trait that I believe that tends to push people away.
Okay.
And I don't know if I can really explain it other than that. Like, I really want what's best for you. I really want what's best for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you do it or not, hey.
Yeah.
I'm gonna continue.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta move forward. Like,
yeah.
As much as you wanna bring everybody up with you to ride to success
they
together.
They have to want it as well.
They're an anchor. They're holding you down.
Yeah.
When you gotta move on, when you gotta push forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't just stop what I'm doing trying to help them push themselves. Because eventually, you know, you see that bar.
Mm-hmm.
You're going up, 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 up. And that person that you care about, friends, family, whoever it is, mm-hmm. loved ones, and they're not elevating with you, mm-hmm. and you're trying so hard to pick them up and trying so hard to be like, come on, mm-hmm. I got you.
Then you start falling.
And then it's just like, no, you're holding your own progress down too.
Yeah.
Like, eventually you're going to crash with them. And it's just like, nah. Like, if you're going to be with me, cool. If you're not, hey, that's cool too.
Yeah.
I'm going to excel to the next level because I got my why. I got the people that need
to do.
Me. I got shit to do. I got things to do. Exactly. And I got people that are that need me, and I can't stop for anybody.
Yeah, that's fair. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all we decided to do today with the substance. We decided 2 cards per little category. If you guys like it, maybe we'll play more. Maybe we'll play with guests.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll
definitely whoop it out for guests, for other people, and pick at their brains and see.
Yeah, I feel like it's interesting. I feel like it's a good, maybe not all 3 levels at first, but maybe like some from the intimacy one.
Or maybe even ask them like, what do you want to do?
Yeah, or what they're comfortable with.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being here and, you know, and continuing on with life and listening to us and continue washing your clothes, cleaning your car, going to the gym, whatever it is, going to work.
What do you think the listeners do when they listen to the podcast?
Well, I feel like the majority of them are either playing it as white noise.
Uh-huh.
Like they just have like, all right, just put it in
the
background.
Our voices are just talking. They're just off doing their own thing.
Yeah. And then they're just like listening to the conversation, but not kind of like they're just like, okay, whatever.
Like they're listening, but they're not.
Yeah. Like they're washing dishes and they're just like, okay, like whatever. And mm-hmm. then they listen to a concept that we're talking about and they're like, engage into the conversation.
Okay.
That's just how
I think that a lot of people listen on the drives, like on the drives in the car.
Yeah.
Cause that's when I listen to a lot of my podcasts, is like you have nothing else to do but listen to something, you know? So I think that a lot of them listen like in the car.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
I know. I never really thought about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys. Remember, you guys can catch us on social media on Instagram and TikTok at brokeboys_FF. And you can catch us every Sunday and Tuesday, right? Sunday and Wednesday for new episodes. And remember, we're on all platforms. And we're still working on video editing to start uploading on YouTube. Mm-hmm. The episode with Chango really inspired me when he uploaded his and really inspired me to do it.
And if you guys haven't heard that, go take a listen. Martin will repost the link on Instagram probably.
Mm-hmm. But take care. We love you guys. Much love. Peace.
Bye.